like to call the meeting of the HCC Audit Committee to order, and I note the presence of the quorum. First item on the agenda is to approve the minutes of a members' meeting held on September 26th of this year. All in favor?
Aye.
Any objections? So moved. Okay, on the agenda items, Rich Bullock.
Thank you. Sure. Relatively simple agenda today. Although our auditor is here, he doesn't have to report. We're in the midst of our audit right now. Of course, draft of the financials is in, but the rule up is here. But so we have a meeting scheduled in January where we'll hopefully go through the audit, and that will be then. But today, we have the debt report and investment report by Ellen Duffy. Mary Hummel will do the report on credit risk exposure. Shirley will be doing the approval for the 2019 internal audit schedule, as well as an internal audit report. It's important to note, you may not have heard from us, that this will be Shirley's last audit meeting. She's retiring. After over 32 years of service at HCC, 33 years.
That last one that really got
and more than 14 years as our director of internal audit, she'll be retiring at the end of the year. So I want to acknowledge that we have
we do. I didn't know where in the agenda this was, but I will jump in here. Shirley, I want to thank you personally as well. It's been a pleasure working with you, and we've had a number of one-on-one meetings where Shirley responded and shared some laughs together. And I think that you have a lot of the history of HCC. I can't thank you enough for the short time that we've worked together, like 2 years now, but out of 33 is a short time. Thank you so much.
You have a part of the agenda, so when you want, you can save it for that. Your work is not done.
Yeah. He had a speech under 33 years.
Okay. Debt report is next, Ellen.
Okay. Thank you. The corporation's debt report is as of October 31st, 2018. Please note that this report has been revised to 2 pages to make it easy to read. The last debt report presented to the audit committee was as of July 31st, 2018. During this time, the corporation issued 5 years of open resolution bonds totaling $287 million. $287.5 million. There were bond redemptions, 2 series of seven loan series of bonds, the amount of $14.8 million. And the corporation's debt outstanding as of October 31st must be $11.7 billion. The corporation's statutory debt capacity stands at $13.5
billion. Okay, Ellen, continue with the investment report.
Yes, sure, thank you. Corporation's investment report is as of November 7th, 2018. Funds under management total approximately $5 billion. And this report reflects routine investment activities. It's also the time of year that we review the rating agency reserve, which is previously approved by the audit committee and is held in the corporate services fund. After debt service is paid in the open resolution on November 1, 2018, and certain redemptions made on November, the amount of long-term bonds outstanding in the open resolution is approximately $4.9 billion. Based on this balance, a 2.25% reserve would amount to $110.4 million. 2.5% reserve would be $122.7 million, and the 2.75% reserve would be approximately $134.9 million. During fiscal year 2018, the reserve was funded in the amount of $96 million. And due to the high amount of bonds outstanding, HCC staff recommends that the reserve should be increased to the 2.25% reserve level of $110.5 million.
Thank you. Area credit risk exposure.
Yes, thank you. There are no new additions.
through the list of approved counterparties, but there were a couple of rating agency actions in note in October. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank was upgraded by Moody's to AA1 from AA2. In its action, Moody's cited the breadth and strength of bank's core businesses as leading to the upgrade. Also in October, S&P downgraded New York Community Bank to BBB- from BBB, citing the bank's aggressive stock repurchase plan, which the agency views as detrimental to the bank's capital ratios. I will note that Moody's is rated, Moody's rates New York Community Bank a single A2, and all investments with the bank are fully collateralized. Our counterparty exposure remains pretty well diversified, with our largest exposures continuing to be with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Investments rated AA or higher were 48% of total investments. That versus 52% at the last report, and the weighted average maturity was unchanged at 1.5 years. Finally, our exposure to liquidity providers was approximately 1.7%. Any questions?
Okay. Thank you. And Shirley, can you discuss the internal audit?
Thank you. I'm pleased to present the 2019 audit schedule for the members of approval. There are 10 audit projects on this year's schedule. They're as follows. Required to find reviews of employees' expenses, president office expenses, and petty cash. Two projects from the 2018 schedule that because of staffing changes were not completed. Reserve for the business compliance review, the IT mobile device security, and 5 additional projects that were selected based on our risk assessment with input from senior management. Those projects are a review of electronic funds transfer controls, office services to procurement process, construction loan servicing and revenue billing, permanent loan servicing and revenue billing, and asset management income services. As noted on the proposed schedule, the completion of all these projects are dependent on fully addressing the staff and making internal audits. Our review of each area will include interviewing key personnel concerning procedures and workflow, reviewing the written procedures and applicable documentation, flowcharting procedures, performing walkthroughs, performing risk assessment, and identifying any inherent risks. Evaluating the effectiveness of internal controls to mitigate those risks, performing tests of controls based on a sample basis, verifying compliance with corporate policies, procedures, policies, determining applicable laws and regulations, and finally preparing audit reports to communicate the results of the audit to the senior management and to the members of the team. I'd like to request the approval of the schedule.
Just one question. When is your last day?
September 28th.
And when are you done?
The end of January, early February.
So what happens in that month?
Generally, you check with accounting staff.
Okay.
So that will continue.
So there's no reason to you think to accelerate it.
No.
More internal. All
right.
Motion.
So moved.
Okay. And Shirley, the internal audit report.
Internal last report to the members. Audit issued the final report on the results of the insurance data review and is currently working to complete and or finalize 5 additional projects in the audit schedule. The legal developer disclosure review, investment employee expenses, president office expenses, and petty cash. It is expected that the results of these audit projects, as well as the previously completed IT third-party vendor management review, will be reported to the members of the upcoming meeting in 2019. I will now briefly summarize the results of the insurance paper review, including the impact. The objectives of the audit were to determine whether the insurance escrow payments for the project serviced by HPC were accurate, whether insurance payments processed through the Benedict Mortgage System were accurately recorded in ECL, and whether the insurance escrow receipts and disbursements were accurately maintained and reconciled periodically. The audit full covered insurance payment practice during the period of January 1st, 2017 to June 30th, 2016. There were no significant issues. We noted no matters involving internal controls that were experienced in the period of commitment. And based on our review of the documentation, we found that insurance payments were issued to the service project were accurate. Payments were accurately reported in the GL, and the escrow tax account activity including insurance was rectified on a monthly basis by the hospital fund. The details of the review are fully set in the report for you. Do you have any questions? This concludes my last report. As Ms. Harris mentioned to the members, I want to thank you for your support during my tenure as VP of Internal Audit and for your continued support of the Internal Audit Department.
Is there any other business? We wish you all the best. There's no other business, and I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn the meeting.